Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A story with authority. A man with authority. Demons? What are those? What does this all really mean for us? Well, a demon, in my understanding, is a power that is over a human that is not God. So there are many kind of demons in our life. A power that is over a human, over us, that is not God. So as I began thinking about that, I thought, how can we describe that? Gabriel, come on up. And so I thought of Gabriel, who has been teaching me a lot of things, some of which I knew, and some of which I wasn't so sure of. And so Gabriel's going to share with us about some Death Eaters from Harry Potter. Go ahead.
Death Eaters are fictional characters from the Harry Potter books. They are wizards who work for Voldemort. Voldemort is an evil wizard who looks like a snake with legs, red eyes, and gray skin. The Death Eaters want to kill all the non-wizards and take over the Ministry of Magic. They want to kill important people like Harry Potter and other enemies of the Death Eaters.
Okay, thank you, Gabriel. So a Death Eater, you know what a Death Eater is now. It's a demon is kind of what a Death Eater is, right? Yeah, okay. So come on up. So a Death Eater is a demon. And I thought, what better way to describe to us what a Death Eater is Gabriel, because Gabriel really reads Harry Potter and knows a lot about him. And I've read the books and watched the movies, and there are some things that happen in those books. Good over evil. Harry had authority. Harry had to learn how to get rid of the Death Eaters in his life, how to get rid of the demons. He had authority over them. So, good versus evil. Well, in the story from Scripture, the first thing we learn is it's from Mark. And remember, Mark has words. He doesn't use a lot of words to describe anything. Jesus is at the beginning of his ministry. We're still in the first chapter of Mark, and we're already into his ministry. And the first thing he does in his public ministry is he teaches with authority, a new kind of authority, an authority with respect and words that they probably didn't want to hear because he was a prophet in his own day. He talked about getting rid of the Death Eaters. Evil spirit, come out. Quiet, get out of him. Even the evil, and maybe more so than the people around him, the evil, the demons, knew who Jesus was. The people he was talking to might not so much, but the demons knew who Jesus was. So as he began thinking more about that and about the authority and the word of God in our lives, besides Harry Potter and the Death Eaters, Where the Wild Things came into my mind. Now, Where the Wild Things is a great kids' book. It's about Max. And Max is a little boy who does some things that gets him in a little bit of trouble. So I know you're not going to all be able to see, but I'm going to try and show the pictures and I'm going to make sure that at least Trey and Gabriel and Bodie and Laurel can see them. The rest of you can try to look on. The night Max wore his wolf suit and made mischief of one kind. I used to be able to read upside down, but I can't do it anymore. And another kind of mischief. And another. His mother called him Wild Thing. And Max said, "I'll eat you up." So he was sent to bed without eating anything. That very night in Max's room, a forest grew. and grew. And grew until his ceiling hung with vines and the walls became the world all around. And an ocean tumbled by a private boat for Max, and he sailed off through the night and day. And in and out of weeks and almost over a year where the wild things are. And when he came to a place where the wild things are, they roared their terrible roars and gnashed their terrible teeth and rolled their terrible eyes and showed their terrible jaws. Till Max said, "Be still," and tamed them with the magic trick of staring into their yellow eyes without blinking once, and they were frightened and called him the most wild thing of all. Made him king of all the wild things. And now, cried Max, let the wild rumpus begin. The wild rumpus is still going on. And another of wild rumpusing. Oh, and another wild rumpus still going on. A lot of wild rumpusing going on in Max's life. "Now stop," Max said, and he sent the wild things off to bed without their supper. And Max, the king of all the wild things, was lonely and wanted to be where someone loved him best of all. Then all around, from far away across the world, he smelled good things to eat. So he gave up being a king of where the wild things are. But the wild things cried, "Oh, please don't go. We'll eat you up. We love you so." And Max said, "No." The wild things roared their terrible roars and gnashed their terrible teeth and rolled their terrible eyes and showed their terrible claws. But Max stepped into his private boat and waved goodbye. And sailed back over a year and in and out of weeks and through the night and through the day and into the night into his very own room where he found his supper waiting for him. And it was still hot. Okay, so Harry Potter, Where the Wild Things Are. What does any of that have to do with us and demons? Remember evil powers. Evil powers can be real in our lives. Remember what I said those were? Power over human that is not God. What do we have in our lives that we need to send packing? What do we have in our lives that are demons that we dwell on? Last night I was watching Blue Bloods. It's a TV show about cops. It's a family of cops in New York City where Grandpa is retired. He's the retired police commissioner. And then there's Dad, who is the police commissioner now. And then there's one son who is a detective, another son who is a street cop, and the daughter who is the assistant DA. And then all the family dynamics that go with that. And they've had one son that was killed as a police officer. But what I noticed as I was thinking about my sermon and thinking about Harry Potter and Max from Where the Wild Things Are is that the dad, Frank, has authority. And one of the shows that was on last night that I was watching, Frank has authority and he uses that authority even though it makes him unpopular. And it comes out in the end that good wins out. Demons are things that are in our lives. Do we stand up with authority and do the right thing when we're called on to do it? Jesus says, "Quiet, get out of him." Even the unclean spirits, even the demons know who Jesus is. And maybe it's not just even, maybe it's especially the demons know who Jesus is, more so than the people that he is teaching. Teaching with authority. We have a lot of things in our lives that cause us to deal and to think and to not make right choices. But my challenge, my question, my thoughts for all of us this day on this text is, who has authority over your life? Does Jesus have authority over your life? And if so, are you acting with the authority that Jesus has given you? Or do the demons have authority over your life? Max let the demons have authority over his life for a while, and then he learned. Then he learned that authority can be love as well. God's always going to be here. God is always going to hold us. God is always going to give us grace. Even if we make the wrong choices. But my challenge to you is, think about who has authority. Who has the authority over your life? Is it God? And if it is God, how are you living that? It's a challenge for all of us, every single day, every single minute. And in the quiet and in the noise of our lives, we need to find the authority of God and live it. Let's get rid of the Death Eaters, like Harry did. Let's come back home like Max did. And let's put our arms around one another and live the new teaching that Jesus is calling us to. Thanks be to God that we can, that we have the ability to do that. And so when we gather at this table in just a moment, take time out to feel the grace and the love that God surrounds us with. Amen.